Hi all, I thought I'd do this post about a subject that's very close to my heart. You may or may not know that I'm a leukemia patient. I was diagnosed in April 2007, and within a month of that diagnosis I was put on a drug called imatinib, which meant that I was able to achieve remission within 16 months and live pretty much the same life that I lived prior to my diagnosis. I have some side effects. I have some, digestive issues and some cramps, but they're very mild, and I basically live exactly the same life as I did before. And that's true of around 85% of people who take imatinib. About 85% achieve remission. Some people don't achieve remission that's as deep as mine. Some people do lapse, but for the vast majority of those who've taken it since its introduction 8 years ago, they continue to be in remission, continue to live a very normal life. Now, for the 15% of people who don't actually tolerate imatinib, there are two main options. There are plenty of options, but there are two main options. There are second-line drugs. There's two main drugs called nilotinib and dasatinib, and there is transplantation. Transplantation has a whole set of issues associated with it, but the reason I'm posting today is around dasatinib and nilotinib. Back in February the 9th, NICE made a recommendation that they wouldn't back funding for dasatinib and nilotinib. These are two drugs that have not the same success rates as imatinib, but they do have very high percentage success rates. We're talking kind of 60-65% success rates. So that's 60-65% of 15% who don't tolerate. That's around 150 people a year. That decision effectively means that they are withdrawing the recommendation for funding for a life-saving drug, not a life-enhancing drug, a life-saving drug. This is this returns people to a normal life for a very long time, which raises a really interesting question around the value of life. And I guess we could say that the value of life is currently being valued at £30,000 a year, which is the cost of nilotinib and dasatinib. That's an enormous amount of money. I realise that. It's a huge burden on the taxpayer. But as I say again, this is life-saving. This isn't life-enhancing. Effectively, there are some options. It's not a closed book. There are some options. The options probably are around some sort of joint funding with the drug companies. That will take some years to sort out. And in the meantime, effectively, what we've got is we've got people being condemned to transplantation as their only option, which has enormous ramifications for whether people are going to live or die. That's emotive language, and I realise that. You may or may not, agree on whether we should spend £30,000 or not. But for me, it really kind of rankles, and that's why I'm posting. I'm not starting a campaign. I may start a campaign, but that's not the point of this. I do have a Facebook group called Bollocks to Chronic Myeloid Leukemia, which you can find through Facebook search. It's a million characters long, so I'm not going to give you the URL, but that's Bollocks to Chronic Myeloid Leukemia, and you can find it on Facebook. It'd be great to have some supporters. There's lots of information on there, you can find out more. I will post on this again. I may start a campaign, but I really just wanted to post this as information at the moment. Thank you. Bye.